AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to hold two debates, June 27th on CNN and September 10th on ABC. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller.
Both Donald Trump and Joe Biden believe that in a head-to-head debate with the other guy, they will come out looking better. Both of those things can't be true, but that reflects their private confidence, and that's manifesting itself through the campaigns and then through the timing of these debates.
An assassination attempt in Slovakia has left populist Prime Minister Robert Fico gravely wounded, a suspect in custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in China's capital for a two-day state visit. Back in this country, artificial intelligence is drawing a lot of attention on Capitol Hill. A bipartisan group of senators is calling for $32 billion in emergency spending to develop AI and put safeguards around it. Senator Mike Rounds, Republican of South Dakota.
If we invest now and we use AI the way that the experts in these fields tell us that it can be incorporated, the quality of life for Americans will improve.
And Lisa Dwyer reports AI came up at a Senate hearing on foreign interference in elections.
It is now easier and cheaper than ever to create lifelike images, video, and audio that can fool even the most discerning voter. Other tools of disinformation include state media, online influencers, and networks of fake accounts that can quickly amplify false and misleading content. Russia, China, and Iran remain the main actors looking to interfere with the upcoming election. During the hearing, top security officials did say that the U.S. has greatly improved its ability to safeguard election security and to identify and combat foreign disinformation campaigns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Economic notes. Inflation eased a bit last month. Consumer prices up 3.4% over a year ago. Retail sales unchanged in April. And a rally on Wall Street saw the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ all close at new highs. This is AP News. In case you missed it last night, Donna Warder has the winner of the Westminster Dog Show.
The top prize at Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show goes to Sage, a miniature poodle. Sage beat six other finalists, including Mercedes, a German Shepherd, who came in second. Poodles have won Best in Show at Westminster 11 times now. Only Wire Fox Terriers have won more. For Sage's handler, Kaz Hosaka, it's his final time at the prestigious event. After 45 years of competing in two Best in Show dogs, Hosaka says he plans to retire. Other dogs in the final round, Comet, a Shih Tzu, who won the Big American Kennel Club National Championship last year, Monty, a Giant Schnauzer, Lewis, an Afghan Hound, Micah, a Black Cocker Spaniel, and Frankie, a colored bull terrier. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.